This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Audio Sound Effects Library Volume 3, Amusement Park Sounds. Section 1, Isolated Roller Coaster Sounds. Part 1. Two men on a roller coaster.
Oh, man, this is gonna be fun. Yeah.
Whoa, this is high up, man.
Oh, look down there.
And that's a public domain. You can use that in your student films if you'd like.
Use that in your wedding videos that you've been producing for a little cash on the side.
When one of your relatives inevitably says, "It's been a roller coaster ride," following the love of these two, the union of these two.
That would be the first time.
That would be when you would cut to stock footage of a roller coaster, mm-hmm. and you can use our royalty-free roller coaster sounds.
We should say it's royalty-free and then come after everyone later.
Excuse me, I'm very sorry. You do not have Premiere.
You do not have Adobe Premiere to use that music.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Ooh, it's gonna be a hot and heavy one.
What does that mean in terms of podcasting?
You know, I don't actually know. I couldn't really tell you.
So I was at this show on Thursday. I had a show. I saw my friend Sandy, who has a podcast called Motherfuckers, because him and his friend are new fathers. So they have a podcast about that.
That's great.
And he's very...
Motherfuckers. That's yeah. so funny.
He's friends with... Pauly Shore, and we actually saw him
at the birthday party.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think you two would get along very well. He's like you a lot.
Is the like iTunes version like censored? Is it like mother beep 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 beep? Is it like symbols?
I don't know, but I would be interested to see how many asterisks are in that name. But he was like, "Don't you have a couple podcasts? Don't you do things with like live streaming and stuff like that?" And I was like, "Well, kind of. I have 7 podcasts." But it's just the one with me and Zoe, and then the one with me and you. And he was like, what's that one about? And I was like, about. All right. Well.
Oh, man. How do you even?
That's the thing. It's like I'm starting to get, I feel like we have to say something, but I honestly don't know what that is.
Sure.
It's very confusing.
It's just stream of consciousness from two wacky boys.
That was easy enough.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, it'll be that from now on.
Yeah.
We should change the bio because our bio
I know. Have you seen it? I saw it the other day and I was like, eh.
The commentarium.
We have like 200 episodes. How many commentariums have there been at the end
know,
of every
man.
Month?
I know, man. The thing is like we started this podcast at a... Were we still at SourceFed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So once we started to get like ambitious was when SourceFed ended.
Right.
And we were like, we got all the time in the world, motherfuckers. We're going to do commentaries to movies.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a 36-hour live stream.
We're going to take you guys grocery shopping with us.
We're going to go to the fucking, the Winchester Mansion.
Winchester Mansion.
We're going to go to the Winchester Mystery House.
Remember that video of the two boys that
the
showed up?
That was my favorite.
It's so good. But yeah, man.
By the way, we'll be at the Winchester Mystery House sometime Sunday, maybe.
And meet the us date there. Is a mystery. We should still do that someday. We'll make good on that someday. I'm just going to say that, even though we're both busy as fuck.
I need to go there, and I need to listen to that song in those rooms.
Well, it's the only way I'll get Owen to, like, do anything on a podcast ever again. Because he loves the Winchester Mansion.
He could come and be our tour guide, and we could film it and have everyone show up and just not tell anyone the day that we're going
to
be there.
We should all have cameras, and we should just be filming Owen. That way he doesn't have to touch a camera.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He will have to edit it for sure.
He certainly will, but he'll have a good time there.
Dude, we should wear. Do you remember Fear? Not Fear Factor, but what was the one on MTV where they made him sleep in, like, abandoned insane
asylums? I remember
Fear
that.
Fear Time. Scary Time Boys.
Fear Nights.
Tune in every Saturday at 10:30 after Beavis and Butthead. It's Scary Time During the Night with MTV. We should wear those cameras that face us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ones that were like the movements real weird. Very dizzy.
Yeah. And look for orbs.
I would love to look for orbs with you, Mike. I would want nothing more.
It would
more.
Be an honor to look at orbs next to you.
I do love how on iTunes it says that it mentions, like, Cloverfields as like this is.
Yeah, don't worry. It's just like Cloverfields.
It literally
because
says
you've obviously
that.
Heard that.
I'm going to pull it up right now so I can read what it says to everyone. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. It's really fun. It's really fun.
It's very accurate, and it's. It's accurate for, like, maybe 1% of the population, less.
Right. Dynamic banter. Here we go. Let's take a look at how we're doing, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We're number 97 on the top 100. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I can't see where we're at.
I wonder if we've ever been on the top 100.
Weren't we? We were. For comedy, we were high up there for a while.
Were we?
Yeah, at first. We were, like, number 5 on comedy podcasts.
What?
Or something? Yeah, you don't remember that?
No. I don't remember a lot of things, man. Let's get this podcast to number 6.
Okay, well, at least the first sentence here is...
Is it good?
At least the first sentence is pretty good, yeah.
What's it say?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. We'll bite.
Mike and Steve aren't just comedians from Los Angeles who think they need to be on another podcast together.
Oh, yeah.
They're friends. But then the next sentence is completely out of date, and we have to change it.
Why is it?
What started on the Cloverfields podcast will continue here on Dynamic Banter.
Which means
nothing to no one.
Each week, Mike and Steve will tackle a different topic on their way to the Commentarium, a monthly movie commentary episode.
Yep.
There's 116 episodes of Dynamic Banter.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations. And there's...
Oh, this is the 116th.
This is the 117.
117, that's what I meant.
There's only, like, what, 2 commentariums?
Yeah, but they're pretty good.
They're good. Actually, there's 3. There's Big. There's Cloverfield.
Blues Brothers.
And Blues Brothers 2000.
It'd be great to do Blues Brothers.
Did we do that, the one with your friend on Cloverfield?
I'm
or
telling
was it
you.
This one?
Oh, you're right. I think it was Cloverfield.
I think we have one.
The John Goodman one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it's Penny Marshall.
Well, there's one episode here called The Cloverfield Paradox.
That's just about how confused we were about the movie.
I love that episode 79 is called The Christmas Episode, and then episode 80 is The Other Christmas Episode. There's some good titles early on in here. The
Dude,
Jingle
this
Horse.
This is our clip show.
That made my throat mad. The Mario Man. Mm-hmm. It's not even about the jewelry.
That's the hardest I've laughed. In a long, long time. And normally somewhere on this podcast is the hardest that I've laughed. but that episode specifically.
What about Mike agrees to watch The Rocketeer with Steve?
That never happened. That has never happened.
There's a 4-boy P-cast with Andrew Delman and Elliot Morgan. There's one called What's Wrong with Steve This Time.
That's one of the most popular ones.
What's Wrong with Steve This Time?
The video one of that. Oh, right. I think it's the one that Autumn did.
Oh, man. Autumn killed it back in the day.
Remember that?
Before she was stolen from us.
We're still hot about it.
She's killing it at Sugar Pine 7, though. And honestly, her career, it, you know, and we're being selfish.
We were holding her back.
Yeah, we really were. I mean,
with
honestly.
Our filth, our internet filth.
Well, with our lack of proper fundage.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Because we don't have a Patreon. Yeah. With Mackenzie our, Stiff.
That's
Stiff
pride, right? Not having a Patreon. Because you
think
have
it
one
is.
Too many
yeah.
Patreons. That's a that's too yeah. much. And this is a sense of pride. That we, that's why we thank God that we have sponsors on this show.
I know, man.
I don't mean to talk for both of us, but I thank
no,
the
it's,
Lord Almighty.
It's the only reason why the show is still going.
Autumn, come back. We'll give you $10,000.
But that's it.
That's it. We'll give you one
and you
installment.
Work for us for 10 years. $1,000 a year.
One
that's
easy
great.
Installment of $10,000.
Yeah, baby, worry.
Quarters.
The one where we lose our sponsors, Genetics Banter.
Dude, there was one. I went to lunch with a friend yesterday, and he was talking about how there was one episode where we were doing, I was talking about Delman making bread and doing the impression of Delman.
Yeah.
And then he thought like that was funny in itself. And then we called Delman, and he was like, it sounded exactly like the impression.
It's Delman is a constant source of entertainment.
Oh, absolutely.
He's such a funny guy.
Do you get texted by him on the regular?
Yeah, and it's so weird. His texts are so random yeah. and strange.
Yep. It's my. He's listening to this right now going, I don't do anything random and strange.
Do you use Belkin products? Literally, that's the text. Haven't heard from him for weeks. He just get dude. Delman's a no bullshit guy. He gets straight to the point.
Mm.
He gets straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He you know why he just says, "Do you use Belkin products?"
He doesn't have time for small.
He
talk.
Doesn't have time to say, "Hey, how you doing?" Because before
he also
that,
doesn't care.
Yeah. But there's also like there could be upwards to 4 to 6 texts before you would get to, "Do you use Belkin products?"
But not with Delman. He's
for,
very
not
efficient.
With Delman. He yeah. goes straight to the point.
I don't got a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out about Belkin products.
And the other thing about texting Delman is he you have him while he's asking you this stuff.
Yeah.
But the second he has his answer,
yeah.
he has completely forgotten your texts even yeah. exist. He's out.
You don't talk to that dude about two things at once.
No.
You got him for the until that problem is solved.
Yeah, you have him for what you texted him for
yeah.
or what he texted you for. No yeah. more, no less.
Call him up. What time is it? 10 o'clock in the morning?
10:30 in the morning.
Call him up. He's really? Under he's under him? A van again right now.
I'm going to call him right now.
Okay, hi.
A
little early.
All right, here
is
we
he
go.
Still making bread?
Let's find out. This is stuff we'll find out together. This stuff we'll find out together, Mike.
This bit is made possible by me taking little tiny bites, buying myself some time.
Hello.
Hi, Delman. What a wonderful quick pickup that was.
I was editing some pics on my phone already.
Getting down to business.
Okay, let's do it.
Listen, buddy.
No time to waste.
You are on Dynamic Banter with Mike Falzone and myself.
Hi, Delman.
Hello, what an honor.
I love you.
We were talking about you and we missed you. Were your ears twitching?
No, but I was taking a number two earlier and listening to Mike's new hit track.
Hell so. Yeah.
Oh, is it fire?
Yeah. Oh, good organic integration, Delman.
It's the song that defines our generation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's
you and me. It's us.
Is it the aughts version of We Are the World?
No, it's... Are we past the aughts now? Or is it still the aughts till the 20s?
It's aughteen.
I think it's aughts until it's 21.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's the song of all of the aughts, for sure.
Did you like it? Tell me, is there anything you could add?
Wow, we're almost out of the aughts, I just realized.
Oh, thank goodness.
If you could give me like a few bars to throw some diss track down, I would appreciate that. But besides that, it's good.
Who would you direct your diss track to, Delman?
I would like I'd make it very specific but not call anyone out. But I'd make it like strategic enough that everyone thought it was about them.
Would it be about like a restaurant that fucked up your order or something?
Or Elliot.
It would be so clever that both those people would be.
Oh, it would offend Elliot and all restaurants.
Elliot would come over to me the next day and be like, I think Delman made a diss track.
Hey, did you hear this?
But yeah,
and then next time you go to a restaurant, they're like, is Delman okay?
Elliot's like, this is either definitely about me or the Olive Garden.
Every restaurant you go to from now on will say, sir, we have the best table in the house for you.
That's good writing when you don't know if the diss track is about you or the Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's what you want. Can we talk a little bit about, while I have you, Delman, a little bit about the aughts?
One sec.
You had one thing.
All right.
What were you saying?
Can we talk for just a second about the aughts together?
Yeah, let's talk about the aughts. My grandma was born in 1918. That's 100 years ago.
Wow, 1918. So she wasn't even born in an aught.
Well, I mean, if we're considering this an aught, are you just saying 1900 to 1909?
Her sister would be your great aught.
I'm saying 1900 to 1909 would be an aught. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, but she's lived through many aughts.
She's lived through many years, yes.
Yeah. And so where we are at now, 2018. We're at 2018. Wow, so maybe we're out of the aughts.
Yeah, I think we've been out for 8 years.
Because we can't say 2018.
No, that'd be weird.
What do you call it?
Wow, we're out of the aughts. I
know,
feel
the aughts were weird for me, you know?
The aughts were weird for me, too, because I didn't get a chance to really utilize the aught.
I utilized it a little, but that was back when I was really weird, and so everyone's like, why does this guy keep saying aught five all the time, you know? Like, we're graduating and not five. They're like, get out of here, weirdo. Don't play in the band.
In your expert opinion, Andrew Delman, do you think we'll ever return to an aught in our lifetime? Will we experience another aught?
I mean, us? No. We're not healthy enough. We would probably, you know, we would be, what, 100 and old? We'd be 100 and old.
Yeah.
112, at least.
I think between the three of us, amongst the three of us, you would be the most possible to reach the aughts again.
Yeah, I
maybe
agree with that.
Because my grandma's still alive, but that's just a maybe.
You figure out what she's doing.
She's doing backflips still. She swims every day. She's 100, about to be 101. I'm going to go make lavash with her tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah,
wow,
man.
Lavash.
That's what you do, man. Yeah, backflips and swimming.
That's what you do. She's like, I need someone to help me roll out the dough out. I'm like, I'm there for you.
Does your grandma make the best lavash?
Yeah, she's a great baker. She's amazing at baking. She got a good angel pie, good lavash, a lot of Jewish food.
Well, we're not here to have you plug anything, Delman, so...
Would that taste good to maybe a Christian boy?
What'd you say?
What does Jewish food taste good to Christians, or does it taste different?
No, not to Christians. No, it doesn't.
It tastes like poison to Christians.
Well, it's very salty to them. To us, it's just the tears, and we remember the suffering of our people. To them, it's just salty.
Well, it's got an old Jew hex on it.
Well, I mean, it's not really a hex. You know, we don't call it that.
But... We don't call it that anymore.
More of a blessing, really.
What are your thoughts on Sacha Baron Cohen, Delman?
I mean, I don't have many thoughts on him. I don't have Showtime, so sadly, I'm not caught up. But so I'm going off like old Borat days, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on the old Borat days of Sacha Baron Cohen?
I used to love singing "Throw the Jew Down the Well."
Yeah,
like, I was all about it.
It's a funny song.
Forgot about that.
Well, when that first came out, I thought it was genius, and then you know, it's hard to keep that going when you're so famous. But I thought the movie Borat was funny, and then the other two were fine. But you know, I like him. I think what he does is brave and kind of crazy.
I would say that. in the kind of like, if we go in through the archives of like comedians doing songs in movies.
Go on.
Which is a genre we're all familiar with.
Yeah, Bing Gordon.
Red Buttons. No, I mean, we got...
We got Mike Myers as Dr. Evil singing Just the Two of Us.
Right, which is absolutely... I mean, come on, it's timeless. Uh-huh. But yeah. But really, like, when you...
We got Springtime for Hitler.
We got Springtime for Hitler.
Yes.
We got Throw the Jew Down the Well. We've got Adam Sandler doing all sorts of shit, probably.
Andy Bernard singing that one song.
What's your favorite one?
What's my... Well, I think I was about to... I think the Sacha Baron Cohen Throw the Jew Down the Well is the funniest one. Because even if you think about, like... Uncle Fucker and things like that. Like, you know, the songs that, like, I guess that's not necessarily comedians singing a song in a movie.
Just because they're cartoons doesn't mean they're not comedians.
I guess we're just, if we're talking about kind of like novelty, meant to be crude music, like.
Mine would be a deep cut.
Fuck Yeah?
No. It's real deep. Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, wow.
Singing. Y'all Are Brutalizing Me.
Oh, from Run, Ronnie, Run?
Run, Ronnie, Run, dude.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah,
one?
I...
That musical,
dude.
He's butt naked.
Yeah. I mean, it's the it's really the only thing to remember from that movie.
But it's so worth it.
Wow, I haven't thought about that in so long.
I think about that scene all the time, just because, like, they went through all that effort just for the 15 seconds of that scene, like, to build a Broadway set, to bring in Mandy Patinkin, to write a little musical, and then for him to be naked, and then they're out, and I was like, that was genius.
Well,
just about the rest of the movie.
Well, the rest of the movie was garbage, yeah.
Well, it was okay. I had fun moments, but yeah, that moment's genius.
I'd watch it again for the sake of my respect for all those comedians. But
who wrote it? All 17 of them.
Yeah. Do you remember in that movie Jack Black did a Broadway thing too?
Did he in that movie?
Yeah,
as well?
In that movie. It was called Kick in the Cunt.
Oh yeah.
It was like a Mary Poppins chimney sweep.
There's like animated
squirrels. Yeah, there's little squirrels and stuff. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
all right, Mike, what's your favorite? I know, it is timeless.
I like when Rosie O'Donnell sang the Rockford Peaches theme song in League of Their Own. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're the members of the All-American team. We come from cities near and far. 2, 3. Got Canadians, hey, Irish ones and Swedes. We're one for all. We're all for one. We're all American.
I do remember that. That's
each
good.
Girl me. Stands her head so proudly high. Her motto, do or die. And then Betty Spaghetti's husband dies.
And I thought for most of the time that it was A League of Their Own. Like, I didn't realize there were two different movies.
Which one?
Major League and A League of Their Own?
Now and Then and A League of Their Own.
I always get A League of Their Own, Major League...
Yeah.
Field of Dreams.
Any movie
and Police Academy mixed up.
The Rookie.
Yeah. And what's the one Most Valuable Primate?
Yeah, and Angels in the Outfield.
And Angels in the Outfield. Mm. And Ladybugs.
Yes.
Do you remember do you remember that movie with Matt LeBlanc and a monkey?
Rudy.
Dunstan Checks In.
No. This is what I think it was called Most Valuable Primate.
Oh, yes.
MVP.
Yes. I remember the cover, at least.
Yeah.
I get all the Air Buds mixed up.
There's 73 of them. So it's okay you get those mixed up.
Holy shit.
Yeah. No, maybe it's not MVP. What is it called?
I think that was pretty, it sounded good.
I just looked it up. It's not. And I'm sorry, and I got to do this. I'm sorry.
I like Delman with the Dunstan Checks In. That's so
good.
That was
with Jason Alexander. Mm-hmm. That was a good.
Oh, man. Guys, I have a theory that Jason Alexander has only ever been funny on Seinfeld and nothing else.
I mean, I
dare you to show me anything he's done where you've laughed out loud other than Seinfeld.
Yeah, I guess Curb, but that's just Seinfeld 2.0.
Right, and even on Curb, it's Larry.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, and it's Larry guiding him again like he was on Seinfeld.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give the audience that
Was he good in that movie where he was like the voice of a gargoyle?
You talking about The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
let's just move
it's
on.
Hunchback of it is Hunchback of Notre Dame, and I just watched it again. That movie is pretty intense.
He's very serious.
No, he's not funny at all.
Do you remember when Jason Alexander was the parrot in Aladdin?
The movie was called Ed. All right, well, Delman. Matt LeBlanc, 1996.
Edward. I think you had a really good title. Like, if you were working back then,
MVP.
I think MVP, most valuable primate, is better than Ed.
I know, man.
Maybe what that was the tagline.
The tagline is MVP, most valuable primate. It might have been.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you ready for what taglines they used?
Please.
You guys going to love this. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. That's nice.
That's every tagline.
That's so nice. And then listen to this tagline. Minor league, major friendship.
That is so bad. I'm so mad at that.
I mean, if that tagline doesn't rope you in.
See, this is mad. Like, some people made millions off of that.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to go let Joe Beretta into the Valley Folk building. So hang on. Will you keep talking to Delman, Mike?
Yeah. Delman, what are you
doing?
Keep
wasting
right
his
now?
Time.
Yeah. I'm just trying to take your time away from important things.
I was just learning how to make Instagram stories look better.
Well, how do you do that?
You got to use about 15 different apps per story. But, you know, I'm trying to build up my numbers, you know.
Oh, so everyone really listening to this right now, what's it? Well, your first problem is that your name isn't your name. You know what I mean? Go follow Delman.
Like I'm in so deep at this point.
Yeah.
That if I changed it, everything would like crumble. That's
so,
what I think.
So go follow Delman at Andrew Delman.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
And then not on Instagram.
What is it on Instagram?
Local One Way.
Local One
Can
Way.
Can you explain the local
to work
One
Way? On a Penske truck moving boxes, and that's what it said on the set, Local One Way. And when you're young and you're like, I could have a band, that was like my name. That was just like all the screen names I ever had.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just never knew what I was doing in the social media game until I started dating Lee. And she's like, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. I'm like, it's staying.
Yeah.
All right? It's always been that way.
My first AIM name was Chris Caraba 1.
Mine was Ed Fan 2002.
MVP Ed.
MVP.
Oh shit.
Mine was Major Friendship 1999.
Major Friendship.
Reporting for duty.
My first one was Super Chicken Man 4, but that I grew out of that.
You ready for mine? Seriously?
You're not him anymore.
Mine was
Super Chicken Man 4 at hotmail.com.
Mine was Jedi Knight 2.
Oh God.
my first one. Was
but Knight was spelled N I T E.
Of course it was.
It was spelled N I T E.
How many capital letters in the middle of that?
No capitals, baby.
That's a one.
Get out of here with
just
those.
Just capitalize the X. Just an X for no reason capitalized.
Yeah, the two X's at the beginning and at the end.
Yes. That's it.
Delman, before we let you go, just really quick, what are your thoughts on Belkin products?
I mean, it just depends on what you're going to get. I've only had fairly bad experiences with their products. You know, they're always on the cutting edge of something that you want, but then you get it and it doesn't really work right.
They really do try to come out with a more money-friendly version of a high-end electronic.
Yeah, like, I bought that stupid thing for the iPhone where it's like you're supposed to just lay it on there and it'll charge it.
Yeah.
And it's like so specific. Like if I put it off a little bit, then my phone's dead in the morning. And then I also bought those Wemo remotes, which is like you plug them into the wall and then you should be able to control all the remotes from your phone. And it just turns into like a shit show where I'm screaming at the wall.
It's bad
like,
news.
Turn on! Turn red! Turn on!
I had a Belkin. I had a Belkin tape adapter. Remember tape adapters?
You those put them in. Solid.
Yeah,
my,
those were.
My truck still has one.
For those youngins listening to the podcast, a tape adapter is literally a cassette tape with a fucking quarter-inch wire hanging out of it, and you stick it into your tape deck, and then you plug that wire into like your little stereo.
Go ahead
your
and explain
MP3.
What a tape deck is.
Well,
I still have have the tape deck stuck in there, but my new phone doesn't take the input, so it's just a dangle.
You got John Dangle.
You got a Belkin Dangle.
John Dangle. That's all I'm about to play.
My girlfriend does the Belkin Dangle on stage at Booty LA. All right, Dylan. Well, it was great talking to you and bothering you this morning. We love you very much. And yeah, we just wanted to have a good talk with you. That's all.
Are there any joke premises you want to workshop before you get out of here?
I mean, there are a lot, but I don't know if we'll get anywhere with them. They're pretty deep cuts.
I don't know. A lot of people who listen to this are funnier.
Why don't you give us a good one-liner to head you out?
I don't have one line. I don't do.
Yeah, he doesn't. He tells little stories.
Okay.
I tell long, long stories that slowly need to be chopped away.
Well, maybe work on your one-liners.
What's that?
I said maybe work on your one-liners.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay. I'm gonna work on my one-liners.
Call us back in a couple minutes with a one-liner.
Okay, cool.
All right. See you later.
All right, see you, Del.
Bye.
That's what a good boy.
Yeah, that's how you know it's true.
Because we both say it at the same time. Yeah.
What time are we at right now?
We're at 30:48. Let's do our first sponsor, huh?
Okay, great.
How about that, Mike?
I think that'd be great.
Hey.
For some reason, go ahead.
No, I said, hey, how about that, is what I was going
to
say.
Oh, and then I was very receptive to it, and even looking forward to it a little bit.
Me too, man. Thank you. I about it. All right, let's try this little track here.
Oh, yeah. All right. Like I'm running real fast in a video game. Track and field.
Guys, how about a word from our sponsor, Squarespace? Honk,
Confetti gun.
Quack, quack.
A guy saying quack.
Roller coaster sounds. Guys, Mike Falzone and I are big fans of Squarespace. They've been a proud sponsor of Dynamic Banter for quite some time now. You know that we would not fill your goddamn ears with a bad sponsor.
Mm-mm.
And if we did, it would only be because we're trying to make money. And I hope you understand that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Squarespace is not one of those. And when we do read one, you'll know. The other sponsors. The best part about the sponsor spots are the fact that here's how this works. When we're done reading the sponsor spot, we chop it out and we send that to the sponsors.
Yes.
Or we send that to our middleman, to HeadGum.
They'll hear all of this.
No, well, yeah, they'll hear the part we give them. But
yeah,
they're not going to listen to the fucking podcast.
Oh, no, but I'm the person in charge of giving it to them. So they will hear all of it.
Oh, so you're going to send them the whole podcast. Here's your ad spot.
Yeah, here's your hour and a half long clip of your sponsor spot.
I just want you all to know that I say without consequence that there will be sponsors that we do not like.
and we
take for simply the sake of making money.
We will put our art at risk of being uncredible.
Yeah. We will blatantly admit to you that we are shills. Human shills.
Seashells.
That will jump for a paycheck.
Yeah. I'll say literally anything on this podcast.
She sells seashells by our seashore. Let's go to the seashore.
If there's one thing that's for sure, it's that Squarespace will help you make a great, good-looking, award-winning website today.
Does anyone say seashore?
I don't think so. Just whoever wrote that limerick.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Well, they do say seashore in that.
Right.
Okay.
That's the one and only time.
I'm going to start calling it the seashore.
You want to go down to the Jersey seashore?
Dude, we're having a little cookout at the seashore.
The guy who's lived in the middle of the country all of his life doesn't know what to call it.
Guys, Squarespace, we love Squarespace. Wow, they're grooving.
That little electronic band is pumping on all cylinders tonight. Is that it? Is that the end of it? tiny little reggae man. I'm picturing like little pixelated.
Everything going be a riot. Guys, here's the thing. Here's the things you can do with Squarespace. You can create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a website.
Make your website irie with Squarespace.
Everything gonna be alright with Squarespace. Showcase your work, blog or publish your content. Guys, you can sell stuff. You can promote stuff. If you can think of it, you can make it with Squarespace, guys. You know this. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace site. Check it out to see what Squarespace sites look like.
Steve, what if you're like, I can't design this myself and have it look halfway decent?
Guess what?
What?
Mike.
I'm asking
there
you.
There are award-winning templates.
Okay. That sounds like a good start.
And it's so easy. You can do it from your phone. Build what a kind website of from your
award
phone.
Does a template win?
The Templies. The Tempies. The Plateys.
The platelets. Welcome to the 10th annual platelets.
Welcome to the plate awards.
Here we have our 2-time champion, Basic 2.
And the award goes to several squares and colors.
Animated squares and menus. Takes it this year.
And the lower third award goes to
the bold version of your favorite font. Rockwell bold.
Anyway, guys, Squarespace is just great. It's very easy to do and use. So go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. Destiny's calling. It says you need a new website. Make it Squarespace.
Thank you for the call, for the reminder, Destiny.
Guess what, Mike?
What, Steve?
It's game time!
Game time, who?
It's game time!
Game time, who?
It's game time!
Who?
Mike, it's game time!
Game time! Who?
Game Time is just the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events, sports, music, and all kinds of shows. Over 8 million people across the U.S. and Canada are already using the app, guys. Unlike traditional ticketing companies who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. You can check out in 2 taps, and tickets are sent directly to your phone, guys. And to make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat.
Oh, awesome. That's... Somebody had to go around and take a picture in every seat, in
but
every arena.
You know
arena.
What? They did that hard work so that you could have that feature
provide
on the Game
Time.
Provide
the best possible experience.
Here's some sample comments about the app. This app completely changes the experience of buying tickets to games and concerts.
And that's just the sample comment.
We all know ticket prices for some of those concerts and baseball games can go down right at the last minute. Game Time makes it easy to get these last minute deals. And everything's handled right on your phone. They even have real high-res photos of your view to make selecting tickets even easier, guys.
Boss level. This is the boss level. Fight the boss. Make him blink red. This is the boss.
But he won't blink red until he's dead.
Every single boss has a little tiny secret that you gotta figure out.
Learn the patterns. Patterns. Learn those patterns. Patterns.
Learn the patterns.
Learn the patterns and hit him. Hit him a bunch.
Make him blink red.
Make him blink lots.
Red.
Make him blink lots.
Colors red.
Make sure you know that you hit him a lot. He'll start to blink.
Blink, blink, blink. This is totally the boss level.
Yeah.
Holy F.
So guys, here's what I'm going to say about this, all right? For $15 off your first purchase on Game Time.
Game Time who?
Visit usegametime.com/banter. And use the promo code BANTER That's usegametime.com/banter, promo code banter. That's usegametime.com/banter.
See yourself a show.
$15 off.
That's great.
Your show or your baseball game.
$15 off already discounted tickets. Go enjoy yourself. It's date night.
Thank you so much to Game Time.
Take yourself out on a date night. Do we have one more? Doing the worried look right before a burp is not good. That's not the spot for the worried face. Oh boy.
Guys, and our final sponsor today for Dynamic Banter is MyBookie. Hey, Mike, where's MyBookie?
I'm guessing you're going to read about it and let us know.
You know, ever since I started this podcast, myself, not Mike, people have been asking me for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week.
I've asked you. Personally, I've asked you.
The truth is, I don't know who's going to win. And neither do you.
I've never claimed to.
Only our Lord God knows who's going to win. But if you think you know who's going to win, you got to check out MyBookie. Now, remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie whenever they ask. Trust me, guys. They are your best bet. Hey, trust me when I say that MyBookie is your best bet this season. They've been in business for years and have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today.
There's basically two tiers to this system.
You've heard about them on the Bill Simmons podcast.
You play, they pay.
That's absolutely right.
You win. No, it's you win.
You win, I'll pay.
I'll personally pay.
That's why you got to go check out MyBookie. You win, they pay, guys. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy players out there, you know who you are. You can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
Nice. Nice.
So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use that promo code BANTER to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E, M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E. And don't forget to use that promo code BANTER when creating your account to claim the bonus. That's MyBookie.com. Promo code BANTER. You play, you win, you get paid. It's that easy, you schmuck.
You like money or no?
Hey, quick question. You like money?
I guess that'd be technically two questions. Or no.
Hey, one word. You like money? Thank you so much to our sponsors.
Oh, my sweet goodness.
How you doing, Mike?
Can I talk to you about something?
Yeah, please.
Down the street from this office?
Yeah.
There's a sign on a telephone pole.
I think I know what you're going to talk about, and I love it so
much. I've been talking about it every night on stage since I saw it.
I instantly could not stop thinking about it the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
Yeah.
At least for that day. I couldn't stop thinking about
it. Because there's a lot to think about.
Go ahead and tell the audience.
What we're talking about here is maybe you've seen a lost dog sign here and there, and there round about your neighborhood. This was similar but different.
Henry. Henry is a small brown dog.
Sure. If you've seen this brown dog,
give us a call.
Give us a call.
Reward.
We'll talk about my lost dog.
Give me a call if you think about lost dogs. We could talk about lost dogs.
If you've seen someone with a dog, walking a dog that looks like my dog, call me and we'll talk about it.
We can talk about that.
I'll give you a $50.
If we talk about my dog. But if we complete the talk.
Right. There's a reward if you call me to talk about my lost dog.
What if you put that sign up and said, call me about my lost dog.
Ask me about my lost dog.
$50. That's all it says.
I will PayPal you
$50. And it's just a picture of you.
Yeah.
Like with a phone.
Yeah. A landline waiting for your call. This poster was a lost parakeet poster.
It really is.
It goes back and forth from being simultaneously the funniest thing I've ever seen and the saddest thing ever. Because there is someone
who lost their parakeet, yeah,
and is very sad that Picasso is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Or with him.
Is Picasso the name of the bird?
Picasso's the name of the bird.
Okay.
But it's also like, if your bird gets out of your, we'll say, apartment.
Yeah.
Flies out the window. Cage is next to the window because you at least want the bird to see what it's missing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying having a bird is wrong.
I will.
Have a bird.
I'll say it.
Okay. Birds bring a lot of people joy, Steve.
Of course.
And you want to capture
them. You know what else brings people a lot of joy? Mike, you know what else does? Freedom. Freedom brings people a lot of joy.
Brings people joy. There is no proven science that says freedom gives parakeets joy.
There's nothing in the Constitution about parakeets.
The only living proof we have that parakeets would rather have freedom is this bird not coming back to this
guy. That's the only proof we've ever had in the history of birds.
So
scientists have been studying this,
yeah,
this exact incident, and they're like, you know what, fellas? I think these birds like to be out of cages.
Well, based on what, sir?
Well, based on the fact that this bird has not come back.
Okay, can't argue with that. That's science.
Case closed.
Let's close the book on science.
Here's the thing, Mike. Two things. Number one, did you know?
Probably not.
That birds get their wings clipped.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, so they can't.
So they can't fly.
So they can't do what that one did.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's part of why they are.
They get their wings clipped for this specific reason.
Yeah.
So you don't have to make a poster.
Right. So this person.
It's a paper saving technique.
It is a paper saving. It's saving the environment.
Absolutely.
Lower their carbon footprint by cutting off their wings a little bit.
Just trim the most important part of a bird's wing. For your family.
That's like if humans were pets and they'd cut off our ankles.
Yeah, no, they just slice the Achilles heel.
Oh, God.
There you go.
I don't like it.
We'll just clip it.
I don't. But
you know what
I
we'll call
like it?
We'll clip it. Because it's nicer to say clip and not completely.
Right. It doesn't sound like it hurts as bad. But do you think that bird is like...
It makes me sad. It makes me a little sad.
Which part? All of it? Because it's a very sad situation.
Well, I mean, I'd say most of it.
You think that bird is like, I'd rather be in the apartment than the sky. I've had the sky. I think I've exhausted the sky this weekend. What is this?
Come on down to Joey's Bird Emporium. We got your birds. You want to give your boy a bird? You want to give your boy a bird for Christmas?
Did your kid ask for a video game, but you want to give him a bird instead?
Do you want to teach your children about captivity? And loud sounds? Get your boy or girl a bird. This is what we're going to do for you when you buy the bird. We're going to make the bird not able to fly for your family.
So you can look at it while you're eating dinner.
You can look at that bird all day and it won't fly. Guarantee our birds don't fly. Really what that guy should do is that guy should go to a shop where guaranteed their birds won't fly.
Yeah, that's this guy's next trip.
Come down to Jerry's Bird Emporium. Our birds don't fly.
You get there, it's just a bunch of gerbils.
What do you want?
None of these things will fly.
It is like a really
break your heart, fly away.
It tickled me to see those. Those posters are all over Sherman Oaks.
Right. Well, this is the search area. Then we've triangulated the position.
I mean, that's
of the bird.
That's the thing. It's like, what do you think? Like, is that person out there going like, Picasso? Hold up.
I can't do it loud.
Fuck, I can't
do it loud.
Picasso!
But can you look up if they come back? Look up if they come back.
Okay.
Because right. I think it's worth knowing. And I think if we have a platform, we should absolutely be able to at least educate ourselves live on the air. Do parakeets come back? Guaranteed the first line is not if you have their wings clipped. Dude, imagine a parakeet escaping with their wings clipped. Like, just like, gets fed up and gets their little fedora and little briefcase and walks out the front door.
Here's some information I just found out, Mike. There's a question here on Google, and it says, do birds recognize their owners?
Okay.
And I'm going to read to you what it says. It says, birds can recognize people's faces and know their voices. New research suggests that some birds may know who their human friends are, as they're able
and who their human enemies are.
As they're able to recognize people's faces and differentiate between human voices. Research also suggests that birds want to fly.
Right under the name recognition thing, huh? Facial recognition.
Can pet birds survive in the wild? It is possible for lovebirds to survive in the wild because their love is so strong.
They use it to warm them in the lonely nights.
Did you know that the Beatles wrote All You Need Is Love about lovebirds surviving in the wild?
I hear that your owner left open the window.
Is it possible for lovebirds to survive in the wild? It is possible, especially if he has been fed. Okay, well, yeah, you can have to assume.
Well, sexist.
Especially if he has been fed a variety of foods and native plants while in captivity. It is very hard out there
to find a job.
But lovebirds are usually quite aggressive species and so can defend themselves quite well. What they're saying is these birds are very smart. They're intelligent and they love to have their wings clipped. What we have research has found that birds absolutely love not being able to fly. They love it. They love not being able to fly for miles and miles. New research suggests birds hate landing in any tree they want.
Do you know that? Here's another little fact.
Let's hear it.
Birds don't experience FOMO.
Your bird will not miss out on anything if it's in a cage.
They can't miss the south if they can't migrate down south.
They will not miss their friends. They will not miss the ability to mate and build a nest.
But they will recognize two or three of your human different voices, especially the person who clipped their wings.
Here's the thing. That's the true fact. The bird does not forget who clipped their wings. And here's the thing. If your bird flies away, you can guarantee it'll remember your face.
Did you know that the first thing a bird does
is remembers your
when
face.
It flies away is it finds your worst enemy and it tells them where you live.
43 Arbor Court. 43 Arbor Court. Ah, Simi Valley. Ah, Simi Valley.
What's the zip code, little bird?
90035.
That gives you the eight character zip code.
Yeah, Picasso's going to be watching you while you sleep, lady.
Holy shit, hovering Picasso's
looking
the
outside the window with a big knife.
He's having a three-way with some hummingbirds right now.
Thesprucepets.com has an answer.
A big knife. Flapping the wings furiously with a big knife in its beak.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about let's read this information here.
What would it even do with the knife if he got in?
Let's read a little bit about what it says here on thesprucepets.com. What to do if your bird flies away? For most owners, the thought of their bird flying away is their worst nightmare. I was just giving the editors enough time to show a little of what their worst nightmare would be. If a pet happens to fly away, it's a dangerous situation. A domesticated bird is going to get eaten the fuck up by a cat. Now, for most owners, the thought of their pet bird flying away is their worst nightmare. The best way to prevent your pet from flying away is to be diligent in your wing trimming practices. Oh, wow.
Don't stop until you've taken the whole wing.
Now, you're going to want to cut down to the root. Mike, you need to look
at
this.
I'll tell you what right now. If you cut the bird's head off, that thing ain't going
nowhere.
You
might have blown it. That bird will go. That bird will never fly. That bird will never think about your face again. Mike, look at this. Look at this picture here. It says how to clip your bird's wings.
No, you're not supposed to do it, are you?
Look at this fucking picture.
The head scissors?
How happy is that bird, you think?
Well, it's smiling, kind of. I heard it doesn't hurt, though.
Did a bird tell you that?
No, to be fair. No. To be fair, a human told me that.
Clipping your bird's wings can seem like a daunting task. And indeed, it takes patience and practice to master. In the wrong hands, wing clipping can be a bit risky. But if you have a steady hand and are good at following directions, you should be able to minimize any hazards.
Oh, God. Minimize. Not even eliminate. Minimize.
There are two birds that look exactly like us somewhere that are reading the human version of this. And they're like, cutting off your human's legs may seem like a daunting task.
Especially because you're a bird.
Indeed, it takes patience and practice. In the wrong wings, leg cutting could be a bit risky. I love that the first step of clipping your bird's wings is to fetch your bird first aid kit.
Fetch the spare wings, just in case.
Here's the first step of if your bird flies away. Act quickly if a bird escapes. That's good advice. Don't slow down when your bird leaves. Don't put everything on it.
Make sure you don't use up all your energy.
Yeah, don't go about your day if your bird escapes.
You're not going to want to. You're going to want to. I want a trip to Jamba Juice if your bird's
I wish Kevin wasn't working for the Valley folk right now so he could make a video out of this.
So he can make our show better.
Because I'd love to see a guy like watch his bird fly out the window and then just like slowly turn around and start to like walk to go get his bird.
Andy, no. That's the bird's name is Andy.
Andy, no.
Andy, no. Damn it.
Timing is critical. You must act. Listen to this sentence, Mike. Timing is critical when you're dealing with a flyaway pet bird. A flyaway pet bird?
That's two people out loud singing.
That's two people out loud singing.
You know which bird I like is those flyaway up high birds.
You must act the moment that you discover your bird is missing to have the best possible chances of recovery. You got to be fast. If you want to catch a bird,
we're talking Superman. Like,
you got to get. Listen, if you see your bird fly out the window, most important step is to, the second you see that happen, is to do something. if you want to get him back,
you're gonna want to. It doesn't really matter what you do,
as long as
it's fast.
Because that's gonna be the best possible chance of recovery is being fast.
If your bird flies out the window, but you're also a little bit hungry, make a sandwich.
If we're dealing with birds. Scan any trees and other obvious perches on your property and surrounding properties. If you can see your bird.
Anywhere a bird might want to hang out.
Here's the... Listen to the... Birds like trees. Listen, I'm not going to... We're not going to mince words here. Birds like trees. Look up in a tree to find your bird. If you want to find your bird.
Be sure to check nicer apartments with open windows.
Listen to this, Mike. If you can see your bird and get it to see you, it may fly back to you.
Your bird is at what we would call a decision point.
The bird's like, can you imagine the bird up on the branch and it's like looking up at the tree?
This is my whole thing. This is my whole thing.
And then looking down at the guy who's like, Chrissy! And you're looking...
Chrissy, it's me, the guy who clipped your wings!
Chrissy! It's the guy who clipped your wings and gives you like 3 corns a day! 3 corns!
You tell me you're gonna find 3 corns in the wild?
Hey, good luck finding 3 corns! You'll find 2!
After everything
maybe 2 corns!
After everything I did for you, I clipped your wings, I gave you corns!
You have no idea how dangerous it was for me to clip your wings! And I learned! I took the time!
And then as soon as you left, Chrissy, I acted fast!
Did you see how fast I ran out here when I saw that this bird I own flew out a window?
Oh.
In some cases, a bird may be in shock or be too afraid to move very much. They might be in shock for how big the world actually is. At first, they can't believe how big the world is.
Well, first, they can't believe that the person who feeds them would clip their wings.
They had a long time to think about that one.
Now they're outside.
They had plenty of time to think about that one, Mike. The second your bird goes outside, it may be amazed at how big that cage is.
Then it discovers the real cage.
Then it discovers the cage within itself.
Within all of us.
The bird also recognizes the cage within all of us.
And as luck would have it, we've had our wings clipped the entire time.
The bird just looks back and goes like, hey, buddy, you're the one who clipped wings. And then he flies up. Later,
flies
asshole.
In a circle.
Yeah, around his head.
Hey, who can't fly now?
Clip your wings, bitch. Now, in those instances, be sure to keep a close eye on the bird as you try to work out a plan for his retrieval. Maintaining visual contact is imperative for the best chances of getting your bird back. Hold on.
You got people to see that thing if you're going to get it.
One of the most important steps is to see the thing you're trying to get.
One of, yeah.
If you want to get the thing that you want back,
yeah,
you're going to want to see it.
I'm sorry. Are you chasing love? Or are you chasing a bird?
One of them you can see and easily keep your eye on. Now, here's the deal. Here's retrieving a bird after.
Dude, what if as we're doing this bit, Picasso specifically sits on the windowsill outside of the window we can't open?
And he gives us one of those, like,
a little human being nod.
Listen, no one's out here fighting for us birds.
Why are you smoking?
Where'd you learn to hold a cigar?
I was in a terrible environment.
Now here's what they say, how to retrieve a bird after a flyaway. It says, place your bird's cage near the side of the flyaway. Try to entice your bird with its tiny prison. If you
remember this,
how good we had it.
Sissy, Sissy, you wanna be in here? Out the beautiful window with like the birds chirping outside, yeah. And butterflies.
You wanna be out here?
It's gross.
Oh, it's gross out here.
You could get eaten by a snake.
I got a fan.
Got a fan? Dude, we're watching Murder, She Wrote tonight. You're not going to watch Murder, She Wrote tonight.
They don't get Murder, She Wrote in trees.
You put that goddamn blanket over my cage while you watch Murder, She Wrote, you little shit. I promise I won't put the blanket over the cage. Nobody's putting a blanket over my cage out here, asshole. Now, if your bird flies out through your front door, for example, try placing the cage on your porch or doorstep.
Try closing the door.
Many times a bird will return to his cage if it's visible because it has Stockholm syndrome.
I think capitalism is the blanket on the cage. The proverbial blanket on the cage.
The cage will represent comfort and security compared to the disorienting wild outdoor. This room is disorienting.
What? It's almost like if there's a threat, I'll be able to fly away from it.
Dude, this is insane because if you think about this in terms of like humans, like people that are like kept in like a closet for their whole life.
This is going into the Matrix for the first time.
Dude, it really is. Or it's escaping from the Matrix. Have you ever seen that movie Room? Not the Tommy Wiseau.
I thought you were going to say Matrix.
No, Room.
No, the one with Jennifer Lopez.
It's like Brie Larson and this little kid who gained a bunch of popularity because he was so good in it. Mm-mm. But it's about this woman who becomes pregnant by her captor, and she's kept in this small room, and she has this child in this small room, and she raises this kid in a tiny room.
Yeah.
And then they like escape. They finally like get out, and this kid is like, what the fuck is this like, world?
Now that you're old enough, can you hoist me up to that window?
Yeah.
And get out of here.
So, but
she's
this
like,
shit,
I gotta birth a step stool.
But this shit really happens, Mike. Uh-huh. And so the way they're describing this shit for birds, it's like kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
Because it's the same shit. Listen to this. Just listen to this. Think of this in the terms of a captor trying to get their prisoner back. Listen to this again. Many times a bird will return to his cage if it's visible. The cage will represent comfort and security compared to the disorienting wild outdoors. Make a peace offering. Try putting samples of your bird's favorite tasty treats in or around his cage to lure him back home.
Burn the blanket you would put over him during Murder, She Wrote every night.
Put 3 or 4 corns around the cage, and maybe your bird will come back for those corns.
The plural of corn.
Try calling your bird. Why not?
On itself.
Hey, why not? On
itself. Is that what it says? Does it say why not?
Oh, I added, why not? Hey, man. Hey, what? How about this? Hey, try calling your bird.
See if it recognizes its name.
If you're unable to lure your pet back home with his cage or treats, you may try calling your bird by simply remaining in the area that he is in and repeating familiar words. Like, I'm gonna clip your wings! It's time to clip your wings!
It also might be time to head on down to the pet shop and get an animal that doesn't fly.
In some instances, it may entice your pet to fly down to you. Now, here we go, Mike. This is the sad part. Maybe I'll bring the music down for a second here.
What to do?
What to do if you can't retrieve your pet bird? You hear the little bird chirps?
Yeah.
Sometimes even the best recovery efforts fall short, so if you lose visual contact with your bird and can't find him, try not to get discouraged.
Like it's a satellite.
Post flyers with pictures and a description of your pet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Take out an ad in the classifieds. post a photo of him on your Facebook page and use every resource you can think of to spread the word that your bird is out into the free world. Consider offering a reward for your safe pet, your pet's safe return. And finally, keep your bird from flying away is the final step in what to do if your bird flies away. Hey, I got an idea. If your bird flew away, why didn't you keep it from flying away?
Yeah, that's like a old. That's like your mother wrote this article.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
What does that mean?
Especially when it comes to flyaway birds. Flyaway birds!
Not to be confused with stay-at-home birds.
It's like calling us free humans.
You know, do you have one of those running humans? Running terrestrial? RT?
To help ensure that your pet doesn't get lost, make sure you keep his wings trimmed. Trim those wings. Look your bird in the eyes as you trim its wings. Make sure it gets a good look at your face.
And if you're too squeamish to clip the bird's wings, I'll direct you, link you to this website. Amazon.com has some great deals on tiny shackles.
Now, this here is a jacket for your bird, and it, what it does is it it buckles shut on the front, and it allows your bird to, you know, not use his scary wings.
Also, incredibly helpful if your bird is training to be a magician or is a little crazy.
Make sure your doors and your windows are secured. Take your nose off.
Take him to the bridge, Patty.
Check his flight feathers. Check those flight feathers often to make sure he doesn't need to be reclipped. You know those feathers that make them able to fly? Shred them up. And you'll hopefully never need to worry about losing your bird again.
Maybe sit and think if you ever really had a bird.
Hey, fuck you if you have a bird.
This has bird.
All right. We don't have time for History Road and all that shit. We could blame Delman. Mike, you got anything to plug, man?
Yeah, man. The Friends and Friends show, which Woo! You will be at on the 15th, which is next Saturday, and there's tickets for that on MikeFalzone.com or Eventbrite. Me and Steve will be in the great state of Toronto, Canada.
Absolutely. We're going to be there. We're going to have poutine.
Hell yeah. I'll be there from the 26th to the 30th. I'm also doing a bunch of stand-up shows, some of them with Elliot Morgan. That's that tall woman from the Valley Folk in both Toronto and Niagara Falls. There's tickets to that on MikeFalzone.com. Mike in the Morning. Every Tuesday and Friday. And also, there are new Dynamic Banter t-shirts. There's a little video coming out about how they print the t-shirts. So you can see them from farm to cage. These are cage-free, grass-fed t-shirts. Make sure you clip the sleeves if you want to show up. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, and I put that song. I put that You and Me song on Spotify.
Oh, I haven't listened yet. I gotta put my headphones in and give it a listen.
It's a good headphones, or it's a good, like, speaker on high.
Cool.
Open.
Close
highs. Close highs.
Open eyes.
But it's good, and I think you're going to be able to, like, in the music section of Instagram, I think you're going to be able to do stuff with it, so you could do stuff with it. Also, if you have the sponsorship thing for my YouTube channel, there's a join button underneath all my videos. If you click that, it's $5 a month. You get, like, a free copy of my book, and you get some other stuff, but I just added that you get the You and Me song and a bunch of isolated tracks to use in your videos if you'd like. So
this is great news, Mike. I love all of that. I think that's great. I love that you're making music.
Yeah.
Again, it's been a bit, right?
Well, now I'm done. Now I'm done.
Cool, man. Well, that's about it. That's all we wanted from you.
To be officially done.
But yeah, I wanted to thank you very much, Mike, for all of your participación in the podcast. And
this was very fun. And you make it fun, and you were fun.
Thanks, man. Mike, you are fun also, and you make it fun. So,
free as a bird.
Thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. And we'll catch you next time on
free as a bird.
Dynamic Banter.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.